one of the two countries?
Mr. Speaker, I have learned from you that the House should resolve itself into committee to consider the following bill, called by floor of May Middle Appropriation Bill 2017.
I therefore an act to appropriate sums of money to the service of the year ending on the 31st day of March 2019. Clause 1.
May I ask how the official opposition are voting on Clause 1? That's the first part of the bill. To say I am a, given how you have voted, and then I will take it. If you give me an indication, I will then say stand part of the bill and don't have to ask you. But I need an indication. Fine, okay. So, clause one, stand part of the bill. Thank you.
Clause two,
stand part of the bill.
Head one, Treasury. Subhead 1, Payroll.
Are honourable members voting in favour of the motion? Call the clauses.
We have made our position clear. We have voted against on the general principles of the bill. Now we are at committee stage.
They are in committee. I think they are entitled to give an indication as to whether they want clause one of the bill, which is going to emerge, where that clause is stand part of the bill. That I think they're entitled to do, and with any other clauses. And then when it comes to the third reading of the bill, they can have whatever attitude they want. I think that is the right decision. May I remind the Chief Minister that I think it would be useful if you were to give members an indication regarding decision.
Thank you, Speaker. So, what happened in relation to the bill is that they're voting against it, but they're voting in favour of the clauses, standing as well. Okay. We'll get our heads around that procedure when the time comes. The indication I've suggested I would give, Mr. Speaker, that I've got the honour of hosting the First Minister of Wales this evening for dinner at number 6 at 7:30. The bill needs to pass, and I'm able to come back to the House in the context of the next 48 hours. So, therefore, I propose to continue, if necessary, until approximately 6:45, so that I can receive the First Minister at the end of number 6. And then, if we haven't dealt with the business of the House, I intend to return this evening after dinner at approximately 9:30 or 10 to continue the course of the debate in Parliament.
Speaking tomorrow.
I'm unable to attend in the afternoon. I know, Mr. Speaker, you have a long standing appointment.
I'm unable to be present tomorrow morning. Therefore, after today, the House would not meet until?
I think that the date is convenient is the 12th of July in the afternoon.
Head 1, Treasury. Subhead 1, Payroll.
Mr. Chairman, I'll just write some clarification. I note that the establishment members in Treasury are going up from 89 to 91. I'm excluding the central areas, you know, so it must be as a separate subhead within Payroll. But I wonder why the salaries are actually decreasing, although they're kind of increasing.
I think I'm surprised that honourable members are going to engage us in a detailed debate in the context of this part of the proceedings, because they've indicated that they're voting against these numbers and that they've said the things that they have said. So,
frankly, it is very strange indeed to have an opposition vote against an appropriation bill. It is even stranger that the opposition that is voting against the appropriation bill on the basis that it doesn't disclose any details is now going to go into detail in the context of what it is that the appropriation bill is appropriating money for. It just serves to highlight further the radicality of the position and the radicality in the context of the debating of any principles of merit, so to speak. But the answer is very simple. We have not put provision in respect to vacancies because, as you know, the House knows, Mr. Speaker, we are engaged in a process of assessing how departments should be, although respecting the complement of the civil service, reorganized in the context of more modern efficiencies, and therefore there is not likely to be any direct recruitment which would incur further costs than the establishment set out already.
I'm still a little too big for the explanation. In which case, why do you think we should be headcount by two?
Because those are actually there, Mr. Speaker.
Forgive me if I'm going back, but they're actually there. How does the payroll come down?
The information that I'm being given by the Financial Secretary of the payroll goes up and not down. And the numbers that I'm looking at on page 20 shows 2.911 million actual in 15, 3164 estimate 16-17, which came in at 3086, so it's with an estimate of 3086.
And the answer is quite simple. If there are two extra bodies there, for example, one of whom is a preliminary, then clearly that preliminary body is not a vacant body, otherwise it would disappear. So the HR that is there, which increases from 80 to 90, is somebody that has been somewhere else and has been brought to this place and brings his salary with him. Why the salary has been gone down, or is it that the supernumerary is being paid under a different head?
The salary has gone down because not every job on that list, the jobs that are on the list are the jobs that were there before, the 89, okay? It doesn't mean that each one of those 89 people are working on the 1st of April this year, okay? The money that would have been there to employ those people is not there because they may, the job may disappear from this complement and appear somewhere else. So where there is a movement from another complement to this complement, the money will appear here and will disappear somewhere else. Where there is a vacancy here that depends on any changes that may happen, the money has not been put here or anywhere else, it would be in the supplementary vote of the 9 million.
Very well, my part of the day. Other charges, my part of the day. Head 2, number 6, Convent Place, Subhead 1, Payroll. I need to change one question, I'm relatively minor issue, I believe. I just noticed on the payroll, 0.0 with the forecast for this last year of £12,000,
amount of 70,000 pounds. Is there any particular reason for that? Is there any particular assistance being granted?
Speaker, this relates to an individual whose name and salary has been ventilated across the floor of the House who retired and is for a short period dealing with assisting the government in other matters. We've had a public debate about that.
I'm sure I kind of had a sequence, but that was under the most mental secretary of my part.
Well, this is temporary assistance in number six.
Yes, but the debate we had, I think, was last year, and under a different head, a year ago, under a temporary assistance of my secretary. Is that correct?
No, because this is about a gentleman who we recently talked about in exchange of questions during the course of the time period.
Table, stand part of the bill. Subject to other charges.
Chairman, under subject to the amount of expenses, I'm just curious if all those expenses might be seen as we come sell the property.
It's electricity and water costs, Mr. Speaker, so we didn't put it in water costs.
Why would the government still be paying water and electricity costs if they don't have any property?
Because somebody has to maintain it, Mr. Speaker, even if it's been alienated to a government or company, somebody has to maintain it.
Mr. Speaker, an arbitrary grant and subsection B, I note the forecast outcome is significantly higher than the estimate, and the estimate going forward is significantly lower than the forecast at March. So, could one of the ministers explain the reason for such a high forecast outcome, Mr. Speaker?
I think this related to an unexpected meritorious request for funding, which was agreed to by the government, which was not anticipated and is not in the yearly request for funding that the government usually receives. So, as the Honourable Gentleman knows, I said repeatedly, we don't disclose the list of the grants across the floor of the House, but I'm quite happy to let Honourable Members see what the grants relate to. If we start talking about who we give money to, others who identify themselves as similar to those who request funding might think that they might knock on the door as well. So we're careful about who we give to, and we're careful about advertising who we give to, but we're quite happy to share the information with our budget and those other
ones. That's understood, but can I just confirm then that the difference is largely based on one single additional grant rather than multiple grants?
From what I can see, it is a large additional grant.
Mr. Chairman, this is a question about Section 16, expiration payment. Estimate 50,000, actually 790,000 is based on that idea as to why there's such a large increase.
Because that runs into a very, very expensive demand level. It depends what expiration payment
are paid in the year, depending on what supplements are done and depending on how those pan out. We would have an average, and in some years there are more that become crystallized for supplements.
Are you able to give a number of people that are being paid at the payment?
Not that it means anything, just because you can have one expressive payment of $1 million and then two expressive payments of 10,000. But the number is 2, 4, 6, 7.
This is the question. Following on line 10, that's going backwards, of course. Again, similar question, less than over $500,000 we forecast out from $800,000 for research development studies and professional fees. Obviously, that's quite a significant percentage increase on the estimate. I know the estimate going forward will only be $800,000, presumably in line with expectations. What has changed during this last year to generate that extra cost?
Well, it's a figure here. See that the actual in 2015-16 was $800,000. I think we anticipated less of that work being done in the context of this head, but in fact, the work has been done in the context of this particular head, and therefore we think it's probably likely now to continue to be done in respect to this particular head.
Thank you very much for that answer, Mr. Chairman, and I would ask a very similar question based on line 14, media monitoring services, and again the significantly higher than estimated cost.
We all thought the United Kingdom was going to vote to stay in the European Union in this particular case. Other charges, time part of the bill.
Head 3, customs, subhead 1, payroll. Payroll, time part of the bill. I've had 2 other charges. Other charges, some part of the bill. Head 4, income tax. Subhead 1, payroll. Some part of the bill, payroll. Subhead 2, other charges. Part of the bill. Head 5, Parliament. Subhead 1, payroll. Side part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges.
And charge 2 is about the rest of the expenses. Any plans to refresh the rest of the election next year. Did you get after the conduct today and think it was snap election? Yes or no? I'm sure I need to get an answer. Is it because we're going to refresh the rest of the election this coming year? I guess that must be the case. We're maybe in the place to stand in the rolling register, Mr. Speaker. Any question? Right. It's probably stand part of the bill. Head 6, human resources, subhead 1, payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 7, immigration and civil status.
Club has one payroll. Time part of the bill. Club has two other charges. With respect to line 5 contribution boards and pay scale agency, quite a significant rise from the estimate and indeed from next year's estimate. Is there an explanation for that?
There's been an increase in employment, I think, as a result of more passengers coming in. And we have a recommendation from the CAA sector team that came out here with the mayor of London.
Thank you. That's wonderful. So it's a salary-driven increase. Other charges, stand part of the bill. Head 8, Government Law Officer, Subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, Other Charges. Mr. Chairman, with respect to legal advice in the Lifeline 7 consultancy services, I do note that the forecast outcome is double the estimate, and that the estimate for next year is back down to close to the amount of the 2016-17 estimate. Again, all I ask is there a particular reason why this year was particularly expensive in terms of legal advice, or why so many presumably unexpected costs popped up in this area?
Well, a lot of this is a dreadful feeling, Mr. Speaker. There's a lot of advice required in relation to a lot of the details of what we're doing, and therefore we are taking some of the costs of legal advice in respect to the matters that we're dealing with. Of course, there are ongoing cases, and we take that we have an idea of what legal people can do, but we can incur legal bills which we don't expect. We can also seek legal advice that we don't expect to seek, and that's been the main driver in respect of the growth this year. The fact that we have to go out and get the additional pieces of advice that we would not otherwise have expected to have to, or wish to have to get.
The charges stand part of the bill. Head 9, Financial Secretary's Office, Subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, Other Charges. Part of the bill. Head 10, Office of the Deputy Chief Minister, Subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, Other Charges.
Mr. Chairman, under two overseas offices, I note the list of offices. I wonder if do we have an office in Washington that we should be paying for here?
No, Mr. Chairman, there is no office in Washington. Mr. Chairman, with respect to 2.7 funding monitoring expenses, there's an increase of about £110,000 estimated for this next year. Is that due to the introduction of new technology or dismantling of older technology? Yes, Mr. Chairman, it is a combination of both. The introduction of new technology at some entry points, and there's also a series of maintenance charges, let me just say, that pay for that technology.
Mr. Chairman, I thank the Minister for that answer. When he says new technology at some entry points, because this is the frontier, I assume there is a theoretically single entry point, and therefore whatever entry points might be alluding to.
And Mr. Chairman, it also refers to equipment which has been installed at the port, and it includes finalizing the RPS maritime system, as well as the AMPR cameras at the port.
Other charges?
It has also been solicited and requested by customs at the port containment part of it.
Other charges form part of it.
11, civil aviation, subhead 1, payroll.
And part of the bill.
Subhead 2, other charges.
Stand part of the bill.
Head 12, environment, subhead 1, payroll.
In the cemetery section, I know there are two sections devoted to salary. Can I just confirm that would be industrial and non-industrial salary?
Page 55 at the top, it says industrial wages, and that covers all the sections that follow one of the descendants.
Mr. Chairman, I'm grateful to my honourable friend to confirm that. It's the first one is salary, which is not industrial, and as you said, in the second one, it comes under two industrial wages, and then that is the investment over the page.
Thank you. So the non-industrial are office staff largely? I'm not clear on that.
The non-industrial would be not necessarily the PPO to be non-industrial. They tend to be monthly paid, non-industrial tend to be weekly paid. So the great business for all would be industrial, and the management would be non-industrial as a general rule.
And I note the discussion over time for non-industrial, therefore, the outcome was £190,000, where sales were £125,000, and that's quite an eye-watering in long-term overtime bill for a non-industrial grade, I would have thought.
Remember, Mr. Chairman, that the cemetery is operational 7 days a week at all hours, and has to be because of the tradition we have in Gibraltar of having funerals very quickly. And obviously, when the cemetery has to prepare for a funeral, or one of you have to have the managers present, and hence the high levels of overtime.
Mr. Chairman, the hospital, the police, the fire brigade, many areas of society run 24/7 and don't necessarily, they structure themselves in a way that wouldn't incur quite such an overtime bill. An overtime bill perhaps closer to 20 or 30% of salary rather than what is approaching 100% above salary.
I don't think that is logical because you look at the hospital, there are going to be many grades. Some of them will attract over than some of the ones. When you look at the overall pro rata, it's going to be lower than when you have three people doing all the overtime. It's a mathematical argument.
Thank you.
table. Table, stand part of the bill. Subject to other charges.
I'm curious about the Romney of the Alameda Garden estimate outcome, but the percent higher, 105% increase forecast this coming year. Is this not a fixed contract with an element of the things that increase in the year, or just the more cost within this kind of thing of the contract?
There are additional costs that add up, for example, in the opening of a tropical greenhouse. The expending water, for example, goes up considerably. And when new areas are prepared, particularly on water, that will put up the bill considerably. And this encompasses all. It's not just the contractual sum, it's other expenses that are related to which may not be predicted at the time of the contract.
Can I just confirm for 3-8 that the control is Egal gone? I've been in touch with GAN, but they insist that they are not part of the Egal climate program. Can you just clarify what the reason is there?
Yeah, that has stayed on for it hasn't been the GAN contract for about 3 or 4 years now. It's just stayed on in the book. I suppose you could call it a typo, it's not no longer GAN. So that is
been there, and I suppose it hasn't been picked up. I'm sure GAN is very much in that contract in terms of the finance that it brings in, but it seems inappropriate to have them standing by as responsible for control of the Egal when it's clearly not their role.
What we can do is we can take that out of the final version of the book and put whatever the correct reference is in there.
Thank you. Moving on to other charges, environmental security services. Again, I note there's quite a substantial rise from the estimate to the forecast outcome, something like 4 times increase. Is that due to the purchase of a particular piece of equipment or a project?
No, that was due to the department taking on a considerable amount of security work, which included Commonwealth Park and some work on the Upper Rock. We have since streamlined the operation, and we're providing now the service for UAC on that down. So that was so it's now being provided for a small amount.
So, taking on that extra work didn't involve taking on extra personnel. So I'm wondering how the cost actually arrived.
At the time of the estimate, we provided it for only a quarter of a year. But then it was felt that we would benefit with extending that, and that's why we had the higher actual output. We have since considered that it was probably more than we needed to, so we streamlined the operation and it's gone back down to a more realistic figure for this year.
Can you confirm that environmental security services are that is salary driven cost rather than a cost of investment in a particular item or project?
It's the contractual cost. There's a contractor that deals with the security, and it goes to the contractor.
Mr. Chairman, just to confirm, actually, for the 3-0, obviously, there's something to, I believe that is the new contract that the Minister mentioned in his budget address.
That is correct.
Other charges, stand part of the bill. Head 13, utility, 171 payroll.
had 13 utilities, that's part of the business. I had two other charges.
And Sean, seriously, under Team 3, under water completion, the legal water tariff increases. I noticed that from 2015-16, the thermometer 43, the estimate 15-17 is 500, the outcome is that lower, 320. Can you come and explain whether that is because water charges have gone up, please, or is it some other reason?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, at that stage, we carried out an exercise in which we closed one of the desalination plants and the cost decreased, and therefore there was less cost and therefore not necessary to pay that much back.
Mr. Chairman, under 1N, contribution from revenues received, there's a £3.5 million increase in the estimate for the forecast outturn. Is there a reason for that?
This is an increase in the revenue. I can only assume that is a greater amount of consumption. There are more houses. There's more gardens, and so it's obviously an increase in consumption. That's the difference, as well as obviously the fact that I'm talking about electricity here. I think I mentioned in my budget that there's been an increase in the number of consumers, which will have resulted in that. And there are obviously more residential areas. And also the DEA is particularly good, and there are other people not far from me, at ensuring that arrears come in. So that there may be an element of that.
Well, thank you. Just to be clear, it wasn't a criticism, it was purely to try and understand why there's such a variant from the one comment to the next. Moving on from that, the additional contribution for the estimate this year is down by about £4 million from the forecast outturn of the year just complete. Is there any reason for that?
Yes, the sea authorities is obviously running very efficiently there. There has been, for example, a decrease in the consumption of fuel, due to more efficiency, and the non-use of the South District pump stations is one example. And also the fuel hedge, which we just completed, was maintaining prices higher. Now prices are considerably lower than the price we were tied up with the hedge, so we are expecting less cost in fuel as a result of the hedge having been completed.
Are the charges some part of the movement?
Subhead 14, collection and disposal of refuse. Subhead 1, payroll. Subhead 2, other charges.
Mr. Chairman, what I hope to say is a straightforward question. Can the Minister just explain what the difference between disposal of refuse as opposed to disposal of other items is it a case of other items being included, like refrigerators and such?
Yes, refuse is the people who do our business day to day, and the other is refrigerators, mattresses, and other things.
Okay, thank you.
Are the charges stand part of the bill?
Head 15, upper rock, tourist sites and beaches. Subhead 1, payroll. down part of the bin. So the two other charges. Down part of the bin. Tab 16, education. Tab 1, payroll.
Mr. Chair, this is one question in relation to 1-1-F contribution. That seems a decrease from the outcome of 8-8-5-7-2. I just wondering why.
That would have been an estimation of the teacher's retiring. It was probably, Yes, there was an arrangement whereby teachers, it is a reflection of what is actually expected. Teachers on the contributory pension scheme were given the option of moving into the pension non-contributory scheme, and therefore that is, had a readjustment and a recalculation, and that's the reason. Under payroll D4, temporary cover, I do note the estimate for last year is 744,000. The estimate for this year is almost 1.4 million. I assume that's purely because more supply cover is anticipated, or the requirement for more supply cover is anticipated. Is there any particular reason why you might be anticipating or expecting that to happen? Yes, again, this is based on the expectation of the number of teachers who are going to go on maternity and paternity leave. We are expecting more this year than that, so we have to cover. So this is actually based on a calculation of providing cover for maternity and paternity leave. There are rather a lot of teachers who are present at the moment. I presume we have enough supply of teaching resource available to cover the anticipated requirements. I believe we have enough supply of teaching resource to cover that requirement. We certainly do. We certainly do. Payroll, gone part of the group. But here two other charges.
And John, on the 2-5-D, the threatened the scholarship, I note there's a very large increase, but I also note from the analysis of that in Appendix P, there was an amount there of 450,000 going to the Essentially, an internship, which in turn is, you know, 140,000 increase. May I ask why the increase? Is it because we're going to be sending more people, or is it higher expense? And also, in terms of being part of the discretionary scholarship, though, almost, do these students get any kind of qualification out of it?
Well, as I said in my budget speech to the chairman, education is more than just qualifications, and it's preparing our citizens to take a larger part and be better able to contribute to society, and therefore, although this isn't a place to justify the scheme, I think it is well recognized, particularly by the young people. And so this is to allow the possibility of an increase in the number.
Are the charges stand by the way? I just have one question. On other charges, 14, product search, I believe this was in last year's estimate for the same amount, and the same amount has been estimated for this year. Does the Honourable Minister predict that this will be used as standard?
The book shows zero for previous year, so unless this was done by another department.
It used to be under number 6 in last year's budget. Unfortunately, it didn't exist. They just put it over.
Obviously, I was just looking at my own particular thoughts. No, this is running well, and we feel that this for a moment can cover this. If it expands and develops, then obviously we have to deal with it accordingly, but that's what we're going to think at the moment. Obviously, this is something that the more you throw at it, the more you can do with it, but we feel that this is a reasonable amount for this year.
The Honourable Gentleman speaks to the legitimacy of somebody, or questions of the legitimacy of somebody that voted in favour of this bill. But I note that the footer he's rightly picked up is on the wrong line, and in the final version, it will be moved to line 14, which is where he's rightly identified it to be.
Other charges?
No.
Okay. Is the Chief Minister already answered? Okay. The Magistrate for assistance. And I'm told by the Magistrate that there actually has to be a footer and posted to the Assembly of Voters. There's a footer missing, but we have to be able to show the number 6 person.
Are charges done part of the room? Head 17, Gibraltar University, subhead 1, payroll.
Mr. Chairman, I mean, obviously payroll is zero. I have one general observation, and the other may or may not wish to consider this, and that is in respect of the controlling officer. One of the current controlling officers identified is actually on the board of the university, and maybe more appropriate to identify somebody else. I maybe the scientist secretary or some other individuals and the other controlling head.
I don't think there's any need to really talk to them. It's relevant to the bill.
Mr. Speaker, you hear what the Honourable President says. It's not a million miles from the questions that we are having about how to ensure that there is independence in the board versus the way it's structured at the moment. So on that subject, it may be the point of a million miles away from the conclusion that the Honourable Gentleman is in there.
Are the charges and part of the book? Subhead 2 are the charges.
To the table for university.
We are clearly Gibraltar University. Other charges have a million.
Any questions from the other gentleman wants to reduce that one? I mean, I'm quite happy if he wants to move a motion to reduce that heavy part what you wanted to do last year?
Other charges for the university sound part of the building.
Heritage,
Subhead 1, payroll. Sound part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges.
Mr. Chairman, contractual service heritage, 1.49 million. I believe that was shown on the culture, the proper culture in previous years, is part of a much larger number. Can you confirm that to be 1 million, or are there other charges in there?
Yes, that is the 1 million, and there's also provision for link to the museum and the World Heritage. Yes, currently, when it was together with culture, there was also the devoted cultural services, which is clearly that was higher. That is now under the Ministry for Culture, and this therefore has been split up. And now we're only showing the contract for the contractors who run the museum. The culture one will appear later when we look at the Ministry for Culture. This is why it's now split between the two.
I'm charged down part of the bill.
Head 19, technical services, subhead 1, payroll.
Down part of the bill.
Subhead 2, other charges. Stand part of the bill.
Head 20, driver and vehicle licensing. Subhead 1, payroll. Mr. Chairman, subhead 1A salary. This goes under the reverse of the previous situation where we have salaries going up from the actual 700 to 806,000, and yet the complement seems to be going down.
The reason why it's gone down is due to vacant certain proposed due to the challenge of one of the technical grades.
Your headcount goes down, but your payroll goes up. Is it because some kind of change in pay structure?
Mr. Speaker, there were vacancies in there last year which weren't filled, and so hence the decrease.
Mr. Chairman, there are also 4 members of staff on maternity.
and this is unpaid incentive in the day.
Some part of the bill, subject to other charges. Some part of the bill. Head 21, Town Planning and Building Control. Payroll, stand part of the bill. Subject to other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 22, Statistics Office. Subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 23, Procurement Office. Subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 24, Economic Development, Subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges.
Sorry, that's all on the subhead 2-1's new audit fee. What audit fee is the
the audit fees in relation to the attempt that has to be made by the EU funding. So,
Stand part of the bill. Head 25, Housing Administration, Subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges.
Mr. Chairman, on the subhead 2, service charges, probably leasehold. I know the last one was 11 last year, and I'm projecting 58, which is on the line.
Mr. Chairman, we pay service charges on the stock, and we have greater stock this year as we see Master Lodge and Trade for Tenants.
Other charges, stand part of the bill. Head 26, Equality, Subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges.
$120,000. Is that an entirely new item or a reallocation from other areas?
Mr. Speaker, that is as a result of a restructure, and this encompasses the Ministry for Drugs. So this, in the last estimate book, came under the care agency because this is a drug rehabilitation services. So it's not an increase, it's only, it's just represented in a different page of the book this year.
One part of the bill. Head 27, Health, Subhead 1, Payroll.
some part of the bill, no problem. Sam had two other charges.
And it's shown wrong. And it's too specific on the point here. Were these on the number six last year or somewhere else?
I think only one of them was, as I understand it, which was the first one. The second one is not something that has started yet, it is anticipated it will start this year. And we thought it more appropriate that it be set out in the context of the health grant rather than the number six, because there's going to be a lot of synergy between the GHA and the magnificent cancer relief center. People, and particularly they're running the hospital, so they need a lot of support from the issue and that's it.
Down part of the bill, had 28 Gibraltar Health Authority Agri Residential Services section. Subhead 1 payroll, part of the bill, subhead 2 other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 29 care agency. Stand part of the bill, payroll, other charges. Subhead 2 other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 30 policing, subhead 1 payroll. Stand part of the bill, subhead 2 other charges.
And still, I just on the subhead 2 on the page of episode 107, C6, it was financed with him at £15,000. He's wondering all that in relation to.
Mr. Chairman, it's for a piece of equipment that's called life scan.
Chairman, could the minister advise us that it's cost in the term of the financing?
Mr. Speaker, the terms of the financing have not been finalised yet. The total amount is going to be $164,000. So we're looking at a financing of over a period of 5 years.
Mr. Speaker, I have one generic question, but it is related to this. I believe when the government decides to win something to be financed as opposed to purchase outright through the improvement development fund.
By the type of item that we're dealing with, the longevity of the value of the item, and the agency in obtaining it. In some instances, the financial secretary tells you that he thinks it makes sense to finance the item, and in other instances, he will advise the better of financing outside payment. Charges stand part of the bill. Head 31 prison, subhead 1 payroll. Stand part of the bill.
subject to other charges. Head 42, Gibraltar Law Court, subhead 1, paper. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 32, Justice, subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 34, Tourism. Subhead 1, Payroll. Stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 35, Employment. Subhead 1, Payroll. As with some of the other queries about the certain salaries as opposed to the headcount, I note under employment headcount remains 31 for both 16-17 and 17-18, and yet the salary dives from just over £1 million for 16-17 year for it. Albeit down to 755,000 in the outturn, by another 100,000 drop in the estimate for 17-18 to 652,000. I just wonder how we arrive at that figure, bearing in mind the headcount in total remains unchanged.
Chairman, the relevant figure for this year is the forecast item, how much it's exactly cost. And it's now estimated that for next year it's going to cost us a little bit less for the reasons which have already been spelled and decided on.
What were those reasons, forgive me?
There are jobs that have not been filled and may not be filled and are being looked at throughout. This is a consistent item throughout the book and it's a matter that may be looked at.
But members opposite will welcome, I hope. And that is that if you actually count all the numbers, they will find the total numbers down on last year, not up. Okay. And within the department, the standard practice in the past has been to provide throughout the departments for the filling of all the vacancies on the basis of making a provision of 50% of the salary, irrespective of whether they were likely to be seen. You know, an estimate was made that on average, if there were 100 vacancies, you provided for 50 on the premise of, but on average it would take 6 months to get them all filled. Since we are looking at where the efficiency is going to happen, what we've now got is that 50% that would have been included has not been included, and therefore where the vacancies come, instead of there being an amount in the personal emoluments over the air for people who don't exist, that will come out from the combined supplementary head that we've got at the end. So, you know, we may find that in some cases the final figure hopefully will be the reduced figure that we've got, in others it will be up.
Payroll, stand part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Stand part of the bill. Head 36, commercial aviation, subhead 1, payroll. Stand by the door. Subhead 2, other charges.
Mr. Chairman, I think this is a typo, but on the subhead 2.5, where the tribunal is inconsistent, there wasn't a previous governing tribunal, and the previous was about London justice. A little mystified as to what they were doing with commercial relations.
I'm not sure that it answers the honourable member's question, but we may need to find further information for that specific question. But I suppose commercial aviation, essentially what it encompasses is the office of the minister, whereas previously my ministry came under justice, following the reshuffle, it had to be put under some other head, and the head that has been found this year to put the whole of my ministry, the ministry office itself, in commercial aviation. And to that, we have to add the running of the airport, including the Wilshire Airport and the fire and rescue service. A separate issue, A separate issue is the tribunal, which involves income tax, development appeals, and housing tribunals, which, as far as I'm aware, do not come under my ministry. And the Honourable Member may be right. This is not something that I have spotted, and the Honourable Member may be right. I give the explanation as to why commercial aviation is spotted in that particular way. But this particular item, the Honourable Member may be right, and we probably have to put it somewhere else, and we haven't been spotted previously.
Well, we're going to see that we have this is nominal amount of expenditure in it. There were two words that I think it may be left over from the head of the world, the spearhead.
In any case, Mr. Chairman, perhaps you just provide some further elucidation. The Development Appeals Tribunal, which I understand, it doesn't cost any money for the taxpayer. So it won't go anywhere near £1,000. It has always been there.
No, Mr. Chairman, I think my point is just in terms of the appeal in the book, but I have no comment about the level or the amount.
Are the charges some part of the bill? Head 37, port, subhead 1, payroll. Some part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Some part of the bill. Head 38, Maritime Services, subhead 1, payroll. Some part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Some part of the bill. Head 39, Social Security, subhead 1, payroll. Some part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Some part of the bill. Head 40, civil contingency. Subhead 1, payroll. Some part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Head 41, fire and rescue service. Subhead 1, payroll.
one side of the bill, subject to other charges, same side of the bill. Head 42, culture, subhead 1, payroll. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Same part of the bill. Head 43, broadcasting. Subhead 1, payroll. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Same part of the bill. Head 44, youth, subhead 1, payroll. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Same part of the bill. Head 45, sport and leisure, subhead 1, payroll. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Same part of the bill. Head 46, financial services, subhead 1, payroll. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Same part of the bill. Head 47, gambling division, subhead 1, payroll. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Same part of the bill. Head 48, commerce, subhead 1, payroll. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Same part of the bill. Head 49, postal services, subhead 1, payroll. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Same part of the bill. Head 50, Gibraltar Audit Office, subhead 1, payroll. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges. Same part of the bill. Head 51, Gibraltar Regulatory Authority, subhead 1. Same part of the bill. Subhead 2, other charges.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have the accounts in front of me, but the Memorandum of Gibraltar Regulatory Authority has been turned surplus. I was wondering if you're going to explain why the contribution on this is under a particular law.
Of a submission from the DRA reflected the reorganization and some, as a result of that, some increased salaries for some officers which required this contribution.
Is my recollection correct that the regulatory authority actually has a healthy service? the Gordon contribution is included.
The bigger the advice that we have is that the purpose is taken into consideration when determining the figure that has to be given to them. Gibraltar Regulation Authority, other charges, stand part of the bill. We now move to clause 3 of the bill, and we go to page 165 of the book. We move to clause 3 of the bill, which is at page. Head 53, contribution to government-owned companies. Head 1, contribution to government-owned companies. Down part of the bill. Head 54, transfer from government surplus. Subhead 1, payment to social assistance fund. Input duty, transfer from government surplus. Stand part of the bill. Head 55, contribution to the Improvement and Development Fund. Subhead 1, contribution to the Improvement and Development Fund. Stand part of the bill. We now move to clause 4 of the bill. This is at page 170 of the book. Improvement and Development Fund. Head 101, Works and Equipment. Subhead 1, Works and Equipment. Third part of the bill. Head 102, Projects. Subhead 1, Roads and Parking Projects.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just to set the cost for highway resurfacing program under Subhead 1, is that specifically and only relating to the area of the tunnel and the associated road?
Chairman, the highway resurfacing program, no, it has to do with roads generally.
I just confirm then the entire budget for road resurfacing next year is estimated to be £300,000.
Chairman, that is correct.
I'm just slightly confused because under head 101, number 1,
804. There's a road maintenance and resurfacing which comes in with an estimate of £815,000. So, what is that? Is I'm slightly confused as to the minister's response in that respect.
Mr. Chairman, that head includes all the main ongoing maintenance for our roads, potholes, and mainly works that come out as a result of rain and damage and storm. So that is the lion's share, like, of the money being asked for here.
I'm just trying to draw a distinction here. I understand the distinction between what constitutes road maintenance and resurfacing, and why resurfacing appears in two separate heads. Which is why I asked the reason why one is particular to that area of North Front, whereas the other is a more general maintenance and resurfacing program.
In determining the £300,000and the subhead of 1 and 2, that is for the specific project, the highway resurfacing program. The other subhead, which is 104, that is for general maintenance and repair work. And as a result of bad weather, if roads are in bad state, then that's where the money is right. And the 300 is specifically for projects which we feel roads that we feel need to be resurfaced, but not as a result of the damage caused by storm or winter.
We're still on 102, yes, 102, I believe. Yes. Under subhead 4, the climate change and renewables, I'm on the page. 102, project 1, road and parking area. And you have any question on growth and parking projects? Some part of the building. Subhead 2, reallocation costs. Some part of the building. Subhead 3, reclamation projects. Some part of the building. Subhead 4, other projects.
Because the cost in respect of that thing, the central level gentleman's photograph, is voted under the tunnel project because it's part of the tunnel site. One sort of question related to subhead 4 ZW and kind of an earmark of £1,000. Again, I would have expected that to be a lot higher.
It's the opening of the head which has to happen for the purposes of the work before commence. So you'll see how that process develops. There's a clear indication from the Minister of the target date for completion, so you'll see how the cost is accounted for. The estimate is 810, and they're saying about 1.5 million. I was wondering if there's something special about the order frame.
Mr. Chairman, yes, there were many other works. As we got into Wellington Sons, we had a fixed contract as a tender process. But when we went into Wellington Sons, there were many, many bolts that needed things like sandblasting inside, which is not part of the contract. So therefore, that is the overspend of that, because when we went there, many of the tenants there were complaining about the consequences and the things that were happening underneath the vault, which is not part of the contract. So that is why we went there. We took the decision of doing the vault as well.
Mr. Chairman, on the same subhead and indeed the same sub clause, I noticed that the Wellington Front development remains open with the 1,000-pound estimate. I was under the impression that the project is complete. Presumably, there's still some work to be completed there.
The project is complete, but we've left a sum there in case, because it's an old building, right? That's the problem with refurbishing old buildings. So because it's an old building, sometimes things pop up like water ingress from places that you never envisaged water ingress coming from. So we left there at £1,000 just in case when the winter comes, but we have to do any other work that needs to be done, we have a head there.
Mr. Chairman, as I said, this reference item U, Cornwall Park, £450,000 estimate for this year. I don't know if that would be in the open sea.
This is the final payments. There were funds, as is often the case with major projects, retained for a period of time to ensure that all was well, and now that's due for payment. Subhead 5, equity funding, straight funding. And part of the bill. We now move to clause 5 of the bill. Circulated an amendment to clause 5, which I invite him to hold.
The amendment I propose, Mr. Chairman, is that clause 5 be amended by the additional final word at the end of that clause, namely, no supplementary appropriation is to be allowed for Head 52. So that the revised clause 5 is read, and as it stands at the moment, we've got those words added at the end, by no supplementary appropriation is to be allowed for Head 52. Mr. Chairman, the reason for suggesting this amendment
is that I notice it's become the habit when we come to the supplementary appropriations, is that this particular head 52, which is generally described as supplementary provision, and more specifically within the book as being to generally fund pay settlements and supplementary expenditure, which can be reallocated as well as the head department as a provision for the year ended 31st of March 2018. When it comes to supplementary appropriation, Mr. Chair, habits seem to develop whereby rather than, as I believe the Constitution envisaged, that the supplementary appropriation be by head, instead of which, Mr. Chairman, we seem to be getting into habits where a lump sum is appropriated into head 52 and then reallocated out from there, which I don't think was the intention of the rules surrounding supplementary appropriation, especially since this particular head is in the form of a provision, which in my mind you expend it or you don't, but I don't think it is appropriate that it should be added to thereafter. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, what I was suggesting is we added this wording at the end of head 52 so that there can be no doubt in anybody's mind is that $9 million is the amount in that head. You can spend that amount in the allocation, but you cannot come back to the council and ask for a full allocation to that head. If you do need supplementary appropriation on other heads, you do it as it was done in the past, where you do it head by head, department by department, just to give full visibility when you come to appropriate for a supplementary expenditure. And I believe, Mr. Chairman, that is what was done in the past, and I believe that is probably what was intended by the Constitution and the Public Finance Audit Control Act. What we have, Mr. Speaker, is a situation where you have a general account, and I can accept it where it is to use within the year, but to actually after the close of the year seems counterintuitive. And that is why, Mr. Chairman, I'm opposing this amendment. It has no impact whatsoever, as the members of the House will realize. It has no impact on expenditure. It will not increase any charges, not decrease any charges. This is purely a question of process and the mechanism by which future appropriations to this appropriation bill would be affected. So, in future, if there is, for example, an overspend on the port or education or health, it would come with a specific head attached to it with a specific number rather than a total that goes into the generic account and supplementary provision. And I trust that honourable members of the House will appreciate this is not any way, shape, or form of transport points, but it's just, I think, the proper mechanism by which supplementary appropriations should occur. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Speaker, the government will not be supporting this amendment. Now, the honourable gentleman has said, in the context of the presentation, that the intention when the Public Finance Control and Audit Act was done was that the appropriations which are supplemented to be dealt with in the way that he suggested, not as has been the case. Now, of course, I have to look at what the practice has been. The practice that he was complaining of first arose in 1997-1998, when the former Chief Minister was the Minister for Finance. The former Chief Minister, Peter de Rona, amended the Public Finance Control and Audit Act and led the negotiations on the new constitution and the presentation of the new constitution and referendum to the general public. And of course, he knows all of these things. And Mr. Speaker, therefore, it is clear that the intention of the person who passed the bill and who therefore devised this structure is the intention that we're seeing here. I've looked back at a number of appropriation bills. I've looked at the 2008 bill, it has a similar provision for the ones we have today without the caveat and words and other things we referred to, the 2005 bill, the 2004 bill. The Speaker wanted to look before the new constitution and after, because of course that affects the Public Finance Control and Audit Act. Mr. Speaker, I think it is very clear that the introduction of the head was a matter which was brought about by honourable members' party when they were last in government. It was introduced when the former Chief Minister was Minister of Finance, and clearly, the intention of the legislature has to be inferred from the fact that the person who brought the legislation to the legislature at that time and interpreted the legislation after 2006 acted in the manner that I am setting out. And so therefore, Mr. Speaker, the government will not be supporting the proposal set out by one of the gentlemen in his amendment. Although I must say, it is remarkable that he is presenting an amendment to a bill that he intends to vote against. So, we're going to the committee today, but when we come to the third reading, they're going to vote against the one they voted against in the second reading. And so they want to amend the bill that they then allow us to approve on our own. Well, look at the figure. We're going to approve it with our votes and with the votes of the Honourable Lady and the Honourable Mr. Yamas, who's been voted in the second reading, and we're going to approve it on the basis of the bill presented to the House, not with the amendment that he was voted.
Just to clarify for the record, whereas I don't dispute that the former provision or head had been created certainly under a previous GST administration, what we have not seen under a previous GST administration is a supplementary appropriation to that particular head. I've gone back and looked at the appropriation bill for 2011, and certainly there was a supplementary appropriation, but it was by individual head, not to this supplementary provisional head. It is a practice that, Mr. Chairman, his government has fallen into the habit of doing, whereby there is a reallocation of the supplementary provision after the year is ended by bringing to the House a bill to supplementary appropriate to that head, and not to the individual other head. Regrettable, Mr. Chairman, that the government will not be able to support this amendment, which I think would be useful in future. But I do believe that the manner in which this provision is being used in respect of supplementary, in my view, is not what was intended in terms of its original use. And the reason for its creation, as the Father House has told me in the past, or for supplementary pay awards during the year, but certainly not to top it up at the end of the year once you've overspent in health and education and other areas, perhaps, and to reallocate out of that. I think that is a use of that particular subhead which runs contrary to what the Constitution says, and indeed, Mr. Chairman, the Constitution under 69.3, clause B, says if any money has been expended on any head of expenditure in excess of the amount appropriate for the purposes included in that head by the appropriation law, or for a purpose which no amount has been appropriated by the appropriation law, the Minister will cause a supplementary estimate showing the funds required or spent to repair and aid before Parliament. But if you just get the lump sum and put it into this provision, and then reallocate control, and then give us a schedule after the event, there's no way this Parliament has any way of knowing what it is or which head he's putting a supplementary appropriation to. Which is why, Mr. Chairman, I was suggesting, by all means keep the clause and keep the head, but cap it at the amount of the provision as provided in the bill, and that no further appropriation to be allocated. But, Mr. Chairman, as the government not mind to support my amendment, so be it. But I will have more to say on this, Mr. Chairman, when we do debate the supplementary appropriation bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I look forward to see whether he actually comes up with anything persuasive at some stage when he talks about appropriation bills. But for now, the government's position is clear, and if we put it to the vote, we will express our views by voting in the appropriate way.
any amendments? I will put in, I will therefore put Mr. Kingston's amendment to the vote. Those in favour? Those against? Carried. The amendment is defeated. We move to page 164 of the book, head 55, I beg your pardon, head 52, supplementary provision, subhead 1, supplementary funding. Stand part of the bill. We now consider clauses 57 of the bill. And we move to page 182 of the book. Gibraltar Development Corporation, Appendix B. This is all Appendix B. Does anybody have any questions? Borders and Coast Guard Agency Appendix B. Stand part of the bill. Gibraltar Electricity Authority Appendix B. Stand part of the bill. Housing Works Agency Appendix E. Stand part of the bill. Gibraltar Health Authority Appendix F.
This is a step to salaries again. I'm not detecting any substantial change in the overall headcount of the authority. I see there are slightly fewer part-time jobs, but overall the numbers are, in terms of percentage terms, almost identical. And yet there appears to be a £3.2 million increase in the salaries. Is it understood what the reason for that is?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, the Honourable Mr. Chairman, the Honourable Gentleman would go to relief cover. He will see that it's dropped from 5.15 to 2.5. That's because we've been advertising posts, which will therefore make them salary officials rather than local cover.
Quite a large increase on in practice medical fees for prescription if you're familiar. There seems to be able to compensate and drop in broadband pharmaceuticals. The government is explaining the variation. Are we looking at reallocation or the some kind of different methodology?
Mr. Speaker, I did set out the reasons in the course of my budget speech. I explained to the Honourable Gentleman that the new finance team has implemented a form of control. We're confident that the results of the measures being taken and direct negotiation with the different companies that provide the drugs and services to the DHA, we will be able to come lower than we did in this financial year. Of course, we will see at the end of the financial year whether we've been successful in that or not.
Can I record that? Can you explain why the large increase in group purchase medical scheme prescriptions?
Mr. Speaker, the Honourable Gentleman may recall the GHA has been introducing a new electronic system. As a result of which, there have been some payments to pharmacies that we're catching up on, and that's the amount that we'll take into account the payments to the pharmacy.
So
there's
a problem with the
prescription
system, and this is
what's not happening. The GHA introduced in the tenure of my predecessor a new system called EMS Health. I'm sure that my honourable predecessor made comments about it at the time in the course of the budget speech. And as a result of the change from one system to the other, we're just adjusting, and pharmacies are being paid as a result of that transitional period.
Is IRS 15 the final looking system? Because the system is changing, there was a time lag in which the figures actually owed to the pharmacies could be reconciled. So I believe, if memory serves me right, there was an 85% of there was a calculation done at 85% of the previous year, and that is what was paid. And when the system is implemented, it was then adjusted to reflect the actual cost.
Yeah.
So there's a backlog there that has to be taken.
I'm just curious as to how they're going to keep the garage saving or what it's just more things like.
Mr. Speaker, the financial secretary reminds me that this was as a result of internal rationalisation, and this is the figure that the finance team has arrived at, and we think that we will be able to provide the laundry services that are provided to the GHA at £300,000 as opposed to £550,000. Once again, as I said to the Honourable Gentleman during the course of my budget speech, we are holding monthly financial control meetings, so we will know, I guess, say within 6 months, whether or not we're on track with the estimates that we're making during the course of this financial year.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. In relation to sponsored patients, the Honourable Gentleman may recall that there have been exchanges during question time in relation to, I asked whether there'd been a change in practice. In relation to sponsored patients. That was in March, and the Honourable Gentleman told me that there was no change in sponsored patients. But this appears to indicate that, in fact, there is a substantial decrease in sponsored patient expenditure from 19.5 to 14 million. And presumably, there has been a change in practice, and could the Honourable Gentleman explain that?
Mr. Chairman, to answer the various questions that the Honourable Leader of the Commission has put to me, if you were to consider the estimate that was made for 2016-17, you will see that the amount that was actually spent was almost £8 million more, which means that it has been very much demand-led. He says that I mentioned in an answer to a question to him that there have been no change in the policy, and I stand by that, there have not been a change in the policy. I also mentioned during the course of the budget speech to the Honourable Gentleman opposite that I think it was in the 4th of May that there has been a committee set up comprised of the most senior positions in the GHA, where referrals now are kept by this committee and they're either confirmed or otherwise. And after having looked certainly at this subhead significantly, we are confident that we will be able to, as a result of this new committee, which has not changed the policy in terms of when patients are sent to Spain or to the UK, but rather it provides a quality assurance that the right decisions are being taken by a wider field of consultants rather than just the one Australian consultant. We think that the $40 million will be the right amount. Once again, we will see within the course of the financial year whether we are correct in our estimate or we're not.
Mr. Chairman, for line number 27, motor vehicle fuel expenses, we're going to make from the forecast out to £250,000 for this year and a reduction to £150,000 for next year. We were discussing fuel prices earlier. I don't think we're going to go down that significantly to indicate a reduction of £100,000 in the cost. Is there another reason why you might expect that particular cost to go down so dramatically?
Mr. Speaker, once again, this is an attempt internally by my ministry and the new finance team at a rationalisation and in an attempt to save money. I would hope that the Honourable Gentleman will, in due course, either correct in the estimate of being able to spend less on motor vehicle and fuel expenses, but he will, at the appropriate juncture, congratulate us for being able to do so. But as I say, where we estimate less expenditure than in the course of this financial year, it is as a result of internal controls that we're implementing in the course of the budget speak as an indication of the major heads of which we think we will be able to be more financially prudent, and motor vehicle and fuel expenses was one of those subjects.
I'm more than happy to congratulate the Minister for the achieving target. Can I just give an assurance that that rationalisation does not involve any reduction in the lending expense, for instance, or in any of the missing critical vehicles, as I said?
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chairman, the Honourable Gentleman also, without listening to the course of my budget contribution, I appreciate that it was probably one of the longest ones, but it did say there that as a result of the increase of to the staff of the complement of the ambulance service, which were increasing by 8 ambulance care assistants, we would actually be taking a new emergency ambulance in July. We will be taking an additional emergency ambulance in December. We will be taking over the ambulance that the Gibraltar Fire Service provides. So there's no question of us spending less. In fact, we are spending more in terms of human resources and resources to be able to service the community. And the financial sector has very helpfully reminded me that the solar panels that could also reduce the fuel spent on the generator.
That is confirmed. So the cost of those new vehicles, which are very welcome indeed, obviously won't feature in this head. Did I miss them in capital expenditure head? Where might I find them? If only to provide guidance.
Mr. Speaker, there would be in the capital account received contributions from the IMD fund.
And Mr. Chairman, on moving on from that point to line 42, disposal of clinical waste. Again, I note quite a substantial reduction on the ministry phase in the speech, but it was a very long speech. It's a reduction of £730,000, almost halving the overall base from the outturn expected. Can the Minister explain how that will be achieved?
Mr. Chairman, in the first place, the Honourable Gentleman should thank the staff for the fact that it was only an hour and a half. It was probably more like 3 hours, but after the present minister, I thought to reduce the speech substantially. I still didn't escape a ticking off, however. But in respect of the waste, this is something, again, that the finance team and I have looked into, and we actually think that the money being spent is too high, and there are ways in which, by proper education and more robust protocols, we can ensure that the bins, the way that they're used, are used properly, because every time they are taken from the GHA, from any of the areas of the GHA, we need to pay a fee. And unfortunately, sometimes those bins are full before they ought to be, because they're not being used clinically as they ought to be. So we are in the process of issuing entirely new and more robust
part of their job will be to make sure that clinicians and nurses use those waste bins properly in order to reduce costs. It's actually, as the Honourable Gentleman rightly noted, quite a high item of expenditure, which we think we can greatly reduce.
And I promise to congratulate you, Mr. Fiddy, to that side of the one more going down to security, then, Mr. Chairman. Again, I note, and in the first instance, I do congratulate the Minister in the already the reduction of the actual to the forecast outcome. But I do notice that, again, we're reducing the estimate by about 25% by £90,000. Is there a reason for that? Is that actually a more serious reduction in security, new technology being introduced, or anything like that at the hospital?
Chairman, the director of the finance of the GHA is outside, and they're going to ask the question now, so perhaps we can move on. I'll move back as soon as I have the answer for the Honourable Gentleman. Mr. Chairman, this is an item of expenditure that I certainly have no current recollection in discussing and trying to reduce. So it may well be that this is the net, and it should be exactly the same. But as I said, I will confirm with the final collection of that one.
No, support the health authority. That's part of the bill.
To the Auckland Health Authority Elderly Residential Services Section Appendix 2.
Time part of the bill.
Care Agency, Appendix 8.
Time part of the bill.
Gibraltar Port Authority, Appendix 5.
Stand part of the bill.
Gibraltar Sport and Leisure Authority, Appendix J.
Mr. Chairman, Line 24 hosting a special sports and leisure event, I note quite a substantial rise in the estimate from the forecast outcome for this year and indeed last year's estimate. To the tune of about £300,000. Is it because there is a particular event envisaged to happen in the next 12 months that would cover that cost?
Yes, Chairman, there are certain events that we are hosting, and therefore we have increased the amount this year. We are hosting more events. Remember that the more events we do, the more tourism we get, the more benefits to the economy generally. So we, for example, one of them is the pool masters that we do, and there are other events that we've increased during the year.
I'm certainly not judging as to the value. I would only be wondering as to the increase in cost. Yes, sir, thank you.
The vote of Port and National Authority, stand part of the bill.
The long title.
Stand part of the bill. The Honourable Chief Minister.
I have the honour to report that the appropriation bill 2017 has been considered in committee and agreed to with no amendment, and I now move that it be read a third time and passed.
Now put the question, which is the appropriation bill 2016-2017-2018 be read a third time and carried.
Speaker, I call a division and a division.
Thank you. On the division, please.
P.J. Ryan.
Aye.
J.J. Vassani.
Yes.
R. M. Clinton.
No.
J. E. Cortez.
Aye.
M. F. Costa.
Aye.
D. A. Peaton.
No.
J. J. Garcia.
Yes.
T. M. Hammond.
No.
Andy Hassan Nam.
Yes.
AJ Isla.
Aye.
TH Nikudi.
Yes.
SE Naris.
Aye.
LS Yaman.
Yes.
EJ Phillips.
No.
F.R. Picardo.
Aye.
S.J. Sacramento.
Yes.
There is one absent member. Four members have voted against. 12 have voted in favour. And therefore, the appropriation bill 2017-2018 has been approved.
Mr. Speaker, I rise now to adjourn the House, satisfied that the voter will not be defeated, that he will not be destroyed, that we will have an appropriation, that the schools will stay open, that the hospitals will stay open. I want to thank the people sitting behind me who produced this magnificent book, which sets out all of the details. I want to thank you and the government of Gibraltar, and I want to specifically thank, on behalf of the whole of the community, Laura Yama, Malen Hassan Nairn, Stephen Minado, Jen Coldplay, Samantha Sacramento, Neil Foster, Joseph Garcia, David Farmer, Paul Valiant, Gilbert Yehudi, and Albert Isola for joining me in voting this appropriation. And I move, Mr. Speaker, that the House be now adjourned, still indoors. I have no intention of calling a press meeting of the House until Wednesday, the 12th, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I am delighted to propose that the House be now adjourned to Wednesday, the 1st of July, at 3 in the afternoon. Those in favour? As again, the House will now adjourn to Wednesday, the 12th of July, at 3 in the afternoon.